Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. It's going to be a wrap. The San Antonio Spurs will close out their 2019 slate of preseason games against the Memphis Grizzlies later on tonight at the AT&T Center. And then it'll be showtime, regular season, just right around the corner. But before they do that, we're going to be talking about what the Spurs did in the last preseason game versus Houston, where they went up to Houston and pretty much wrecked them. They just left no doubt on the court who was the better team, at least in the preseason action. We're going to be talking about that and more. And I'm joined by Ty Yeager, the newest member of the Spurs Zone family. He is a contributor and also a co-host of At the Line podcast. Ty, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me once again. I'm always glad to be on this lovely program.
All right. Well, let's hop to it right now. Look, before we talk about Memphis, let's talk about Houston. And I get it, Ty. It was a preseason game. Wins and losses don't matter. But the Spurs really put it on them. And, it was just not really a game from beginning to maybe towards the end when, you know, it was garbage time in preseason. But when you look back at that preseason win, their first, mind you, what stood out for you?
It's the guy of the night, DeJounte Murray. How can you not see what this man did throughout the night? He was blocking on Harden. He was scoring on the other end. Had 2 3-pointers that were just like clean shots. And it showed that DeJounte Murray is a different player than he was maybe 2 seasons ago.
Well, DeJounte Murray definitely looked good offensively, but defensively, he also got some shine as well. Look, James Harden, he had 40 points. I mean, that's a typical James Harden night, but DeJounte Murray did make his life a little miserable a few times on the defensive end. Ty, that had to also open your eyes.
Oh, it did. It just shows that DeJounte's defensive ability is still there. Yeah, it's a preseason game, like we always say. Like, that's always a little disclaimer in the bottom right corner of everything that we have to say on this. But Murray's defense, if he can still lock up James Harden, he can do fine. Yeah, James Harden scored 40, but it was also against in preseason where the Spurs also knocked out a lot of other young guys out there too, not just Murray, for the whole game.
Yeah, DeJounte Murray definitely was a standout in the preseason win for the San Antonio Spurs. And it's also good to see him in a rhythm, in a flow. He's been pretty much saying that in every post-practice conference with the media, post-game up to this point, that he's just looking to find a rhythm, that these wins and losses in the preseason don't matter to him. He just wants to get in good shape for when the wins and losses do matter. So as of right now, he's looking good, but of course everybody was knocking on wood because it was against Houston last season where he came up lame and had to sit out the entire season. Fortunately, that did not happen up in Houston. For me, Ty, when I look at that win for the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, the guy was just beasting out there. He shot like something ridiculous, like 84% for the game.
11 for 13 for field goal. It's going to be 22 points.
Right, 22 points
in 22 minutes.
In 22 minutes, exactly. I mean, he was locking down that post, scoring at will against a guy like Clint Capella. LMA is looking really good right now, isn't he, Ty?
He is, and I think this is the LMA that the Spurs signed on 4 seasons ago. This is the LaMarcus Aldridge that we were expecting. Yeah, he's in his mid-30s, but this dude is still showing up. And there was, if you looked at Sports Illustrated, I believe it was, I'm thinking right on this one, on their list they have LaMarcus at like number 12 on their top 100 players, because LaMarcus Aldridge can change the game. Yeah, he's playing kind of an outdated game with a mid-range shot, but this dude can still work you inside. He's one of the best power forwards in the game still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely is. And that annual NBA GM survey that was released yesterday, LMA was named one of the best power forwards in the league. So he's still getting his little nod, his little hat tip from the at least the GMs of the NBA. Now, you dive a little deeper, Ty, into the win over Houston. For me, they played a complete game. And I have not seen this Spurs team play a complete game, or at least close to it, in the preseason. After the game, Popovich did tell the media that he was pleased that it was, quote, good in typical Popovich fashion, that the Spurs played a good game for once in the preseason. It wasn't too long ago, Ty, that he already went to the soft card in game two of the preseason, Ty?
Yeah, this team is kind of, I think they're finding their rhythm finally. It took about four games to get there. But also, it's preseason. That's what this preseason is meant for. It's meant to build the chemistry around all of you, figure out what rotations you want. So nothing's going to be perfect. And that's why I was not freaking out at all when the Spurs went 0-3 originally in preseason. Again, it's preseason. I'm not worried. It's just the team is using preseason and taking advantage of these games, especially the coaching staff, and just figuring out what this team is going to be about, what works for them, what doesn't work, what lineups work, and then how to manage, say, and I think a good aspect about some of these players resting, as in like DeMar and Rudy last night for the Houston game, was that they kind of fills in spots of figuring out, all right, how are we going to work, say an injury goes down, say that one of these key guys goes down, how is this team going to look, what rotation should we do, and it works out. It works out really well.
Yeah, and again, you like the fact that in that Houston win, a lot of the younger players, your Lonnie Walkers, even the newer player, Damari Carrolls, Trey Lyles, Quindari Weatherspoon, Samanić, and Johnson, they all got some run, and I think they needed that. Spurs fans were clamoring for, especially the rookies, to get run for everybody just to see what they can do. What were your thoughts on the rookies in the time they got?
Oh, before I get to the rookies, I wanted to just talk about Lonnie real quick, because yeah, his offense wasn't really there. He went 2-for-8 on shooting, but I think his defensive, I think the other box score for a short amount of time that he played, the rest of his box score kind of pops out to me. 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. I think that's a good type of role player. Even though he wasn't scoring, he was making sure that other places were being filled, other roles were being filled throughout the game. I thought, good job, Lonnie. I think I would like, again, I want to see more Lonnie, of course, but some of these rookies did a good small. Luka kind of had some nice shots going out there. Yeah, he had a clean 3-pointer, had some good rebounds. Yeah, he only took 2 shots, but still, he only played 7 minutes. And mostly, I think this whole game, as much as I want to see more of these rookies, we are all going to see them down in Austin. And it's more of, I think these later games now are going to figure out what's the main rotation going to be. But out of what I saw, the very few snippets I saw, I was kind of pleased by some of the younger guys on this team for sure.
Yeah, the whole new guys, Damari Carroll, didn't really play that great, but still, he'll be in fine form. I mean, he did tell the media recently that he wants to be the best role player the Spurs ever had. So hopefully,
and he was a good role player. He was +21 for the whole game. I still say, even if he did not score a bucket, he was still +21, which means he was definitely understanding that he had to be a role player, and he was playing some good off-ball offense, defense, whatever the team needed out there to stay up +21 while on the court.
Yeah, exactly. So kudos to Damari Carroll. He looks like he'll be in fine shape once the regular season begins. A few more things about the win over Houston. Ty, we said it before, we said it again, and we cannot stop repeating this. I mean, Bryn Forbes, what got into him? I mean, seriously, we know it's a contract year. Maybe that's all I needed. But if that was the case, maybe the Spurs should have given him a 1-year deal every year just to make him play this way. He continued to shine again. Limited minutes, he still looked good out there and looks like he's ready to go for the regular season, Ty.
Oh, I think last season, I think that was a major confidence boost. Yeah, Pop said that he was scared out of his mind when he said he was starting like game one last season. But I think last season was a big confidence booster for Brent, especially him starting consistently, getting consistent minutes, getting consistent reps. I thought last season was, I think this all emanates from the beginning of last season as a result. And then throughout this offseason, he figured out, throughout last season and throughout the offseason, he figured out, what am I not doing right? Let me go to the gym at 6 a.m. and then leave at midnight, and to do that daily throughout the summer. And he's just made himself a much better player. His shooting is just wet. He looks like he can drain everything, anything that he just puts up there. And then also add on that dude, he's small and he can be undersized for his position, but that dude can work inside. He is great at finishing. I think finishing is one of his most underrated traits, just from watching him drive and consistently, you should get a bucket out.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why maybe he added some muscle mass to him because, yeah, he is undersized and he can't help that now. I mean, his growth spurt is over. But, you know, one thing he can do is use maybe some physicality. And if that means, you know, taking some hits off screens to increase his durability to be a more effective player, I think that's great. And I think the Spurs will definitely benefit from seeing a bulkier, but still silky smooth Bryn Forbes. Anything else stand out for you in the win over Houston?
Besides that, ESPN is making it, according to all their videos, it makes it look like that Houston won the game, or in Houston, and then Harden just cooked San Antonio. With that's not really the case, and also it's preseason, so who really cares? Another one, I think Derek White is kind of going into his flow though, and get plus 23 with 13 points, and kind of a good old stat, good old filled up stat line. I think Derek White is going to start finding his rhythm, especially with the new rotations. So I think Derek White, because I know we were all worried about Derek White originally, just kind of thinking, yeah, this is not the Derek White that we know. But I think he's kind of finding his flow there, and I think he's going to be back to form by the start of the regular season. Pirtle's always looking good. I never have a bad thing to say about Pirtle, because he's always working inside, he's doing what he needs to do, and he's a very underrated player for this team. Besides that, I thought, like you said, it was a good all-around performance by this team, especially for even if it is preseason, but a good way to come off of those three losses in preseason and show that, yeah, we can still hang with the best. And then this Houston team, I said this even during the offseason, I'm saying, this Houston Rockets team does not impress me. There's not really a good bench behind Russ and Harden, and I'm not sure how this team looks fine on paper, but I don't know how they're going to go throughout the regular season. We saw with the Warriors where, yeah, they have an impressive starting five, but the bench isn't there. And I think the same is going to play for Houston. Yeah, they might be good throughout the regular season, but it's going to really hurt them in the long run. And I'm not really impressed by the Rockets team as a whole.
Yeah, and you had the fact they lost Gerald Green for the entire season. That didn't help their cause as well. I want to circle back to Pirtle. You know, he had a double-digit performance, you know. Again, you know, manning that paint, protecting that rim, good to see. But I was really impressed at what he said after the game was that, yeah, you know, he tipped his hat at the performance, but he finished his speaking post-game by saying that he's still not happy where this team is at right now, that there is still things for they need to work on, and those mistakes during the preseason reared its ugly head again versus Houston. Now, they did get the win, and yes, that's good, but I don't know about you, Ty, but I like hearing that out of Jakob.
Oh, I do. I love it. I think everyone should be striving to improve themselves, even just for not even athletes. Everyone should be striving to improve themselves no matter what. And there's always going to be room for improvement. I think Pearl sees that. I think he knows that this team could be much better. That this team, this team looked good last night, but it could be even better. I think he knows that. And I think he's going to be, just kind of from the sound of, from all his interviews that we've heard throughout this preseason, I'm looking forward to seeing the possible leadership of Jakob Pirtle in the locker room.
Well, LaMarcus Aldridge did admit during the preseason and in training camp that he's loving playing with Jakob in the paint. So, hey, he has a LMA stamp of approval. I think all Spurs fans are also giving Jakob their stamp of approval. Hopefully big things to come from the big man from Austria. In a second, we're going to continue our chat with Ty Yeager, co-host of At the Line podcast and Spurs Zone contributor, and we're going to be discussing the finale of the preseason slate versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Ty, are you going to be getting yourself a Jakob jersey for the season?
No, I need to get DeJounte first. DeJounte is a first up. Because
he's first up?
Mac and I have a whole thing planned where he's going to be Derek White and I'm going to be DeJounte. He's going to have number 4 jersey. I'll have number 5. It's just going to work out.
Yeah, I think that was a win-win situation. If you got White's jersey and it was flipped and Mac got DeJounte, you should still be just as content. I'm pretty sure you
exactly.
will. Yeah, White is going to be something else. So the Spurs are going to wrap up their preseason schedule with a visit by the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at the AT&T Center. Welcome back, former Spurs, slow-mo Kyle Anderson. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's the finale. Likely a lot of the stars on the squad, your LMAs, your Rudy Gay, maybe DeMar DeRozan. Probably not going to play as much, or maybe they might sit down. In this final tune-up before the regular season, Ty, what do you want to see out of the Spurs?
Yeah, so I want to see a chance for the young guys to really play some real minutes for this one. I want DeJounte benched. I don't want him playing more. He looks fine. the same for Bryn. I think Bryn, LMA, and Murray, they can all sit. And Pearl too. I just want them all sitting. I don't want them in any harm's way. They look great. They look fine. And I'm excited about those guys. Everyone else, go ahead and play. But I really want to see some good minutes out to maybe some of the bench guys get some reps in. And especially some of these young guys like Samanich, Keldon Johnson. I want to see some minutes out of them. I want to see how they do in some full time minutes. Luka, he's looked decent so far, and I'm really excited what he can do. So when we go talk between Mac and I, I'm excited about Luka while he's excited about Keldon. And so I'm always going to praise Luka while he's always going to praise Keldon. But I want to see what Samanich can bring to some full minutes. Yeah, he still needs to develop. He's a bit raw. But I think he's going to do fine. I also want to see some more minutes out of Lonnie. We got to see that throughout the Rockets game. But I think Lonnie can use some more minutes as well and see what he can do. Because Lonnie, I think this could be a breakout season for Lonnie. It just if he gets the right opportunity.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. And just a quick side note, this Mac character that Ty is referring to is actually Mac Pena. He's also a Spurs Zone contributor, and he's the co-host alongside Ty at the Line podcast. You just Google that, subscribe, and enjoy. There's a lot of good Spurs information there. Lonnie, yeah, I think Lonnie is the one guy that I want to see get really heavy minutes tonight. I really do. We know what he can do defensively. We saw that versus Houston. But offensively, if he could just get a little bit of a rhythm going into the regular season, I think that'd be perfect for him. I'd like to see a little bit more of a confidence boost on the offensive end for him. And if he can do that against the likes of a Jared Jackson, you know, maybe a John Morant, you know, I think it'll do wonders for Lonnie. Now, if I see come fourth quarter that LMA and DeMar DeRozan are still playing, I got a problem with that, Ty. Because I don't care if they lose by 100 tonight. I just want them to be healthy because Spurs fans, you and I, we had to deal with an injury-riddled season last year. And kudos to the Spurs. They made the best of it and made the postseason and tested Denver in 7 games. But to see a fully restored 100% healthy Spurs team heading into the regular season, I think if anything, that's what I want to see out of this Memphis game. Just everybody remaining intact.
Yeah, I think as Spurs fans, we've dealt with two seasons of injuries, of not having a fully healthy squad. And just like you, I am highly excited finally getting some healthy guys in. So that's why I'm telling Pop, bench all these good guys. I want them off the floor right now. I don't want them out there. I want a fully healthy squad for Wednesday night. That's all I want in the world. But yeah, I think it's good that this squad is finally healthy. I think it's going to play well into everyone's hands. And especially if this team can stay healthy throughout the regular season, that puts them loads ahead of most of these other teams throughout the West. Look at the Lakers. They're already down some guys. Houston's already down some guys. It does not hurt to have some good, healthy, durable guys, especially in a competitive West that you need help. You need your depth. Because you will not be able to play with the rest if you don't.
In a dream scenario, I would love to find out that when the Spurs send out their IR report sometime today, that I see Greg Popovich not suiting up, and so we can see Becky Hammon. Maybe she can get a preseason head coaching thing under her belt. I think that'll be cool to see. Maybe, you know, Pop can take the night off, you know, and get ready for the season. I think that'll be fun. But all hope aside, you know, another little thing that I would like to see in tonight's contest versus Memphis is the crowd to show up. I think the Spurs fans need to show up and support this team. They're going to need it. This is a very competitive Western Conference, as Ty alluded to. And brace yourself. You know, Ty, you know this. There's going to be nights where the Spurs are going to have a heck of a time against some of these teams that are going to be going into their gym. Your Rockets, your Lakers, your Clippers. So why not show this team their love, the support, fans show out. I think that'll be the best way to give the Spurs a nice boost before the regular season tie.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be a help, but I'm not confident in fans when it comes to preseason basketball. Just because it's just preseason. No one's really caring about it. And I can understand it because these are games that don't count. Yeah, to some of us guys that really look closely at these leagues that do this for our jobs, we love and we will pay attention to these preseason games, but just kind of the casual fan, they're like, it's preseason, doesn't count. And I can understand that completely. But the thing we should not forget is San Antonio had one of the best home records last season.
And yes,
they've had one of the greatest home records consistently. And that's because fans do show up. While they might not wear the playoff shirts, and I have something to say about that, they still show up. So throughout the regular season, they are nice and loud, and there's a big reason that this team needs that home court advantage. It did look at the Denver series where they didn't have home advantage, and also look at last season as a whole where their road record was atrocious.
Right.
But I think this crowd will only show up during the regular season, throughout the playoffs. Preseason, not so much, but I'm not too worried about it. But it wouldn't hurt for fans to show up.
You know, you got to give a tip of the cap to the fans. They did show out for a scrimmage, that 18th season for a scrimmage. Had a nice turnout. There were a lot of fans in attendance, and yes, it was free. You know, Yeah, it was free, so that helped a lot. But nevertheless, at least it was good to see Spurs fans there at the AT&T Center cheering on the silver and black. And they're definitely going to need it this upcoming season. In a second, we're going to talk with Ty Yeager, and we're going to continue talking about those jerseys. I'm interested to hear what other jerseys from this current crop of Spurs that he would have to have in his wardrobe. Ty, I know one of the jerseys that you have hanging or you want to see hanging in your closet right now has to be Marcus Morris, right?
Oh, totally. I would love to have that jersey. I would love to have that jersey in the Knick colors and then put it into a fire. That's always a fun way to do it.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so you mentioned Murray is up there on your list of jerseys you got to have. Who would be a close second?
All right, so first let's talk about the jerseys I already do have. I have a custom jersey that's number 17 with my last name on it. I got for like a birthday gift. I got LaMarcus. I got DeMar. I got Manu. I unfortunately have Kawhi. But Murray is number one on that list. I think second would be Derek White. Then third is it's a close third between Luka and Lonnie.
Good picks.
But I'm thinking Bryn might start creeping up there if he keeps showing up throughout the regular season. And then if Pirtle stays long-term, I'll get a Pirtle one.
And I'm pretty sure the one you didn't mention because it's framed is Marco Bellinelli's, right?
Oh, totally. I have mixed feelings on Marco. I liked him whenever he was for the 2014 team, but it's kind of mixed right now. I do have a Tim Duncan jersey, so no one start jumping on me. I do have it. It's hung up at my parents' house. Nice on the wall. It looks beautiful up on the wall.
You know what? Here's a little, not, I want to say curveball, but just more of kind of a cool idea. Why not have among your choices, whenever you do go to the AT&T Center or catch the Spurs on the road, a Becky Hammond WNBA jersey?
Ooh.
That could be like your ace up your sleeve. Like, so
and a good old Silver Stars jersey too. Yeah, that would be nice. That'd be a cool one to see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for example, let's just say you have a little competition with your co-host there, Mac, over there at the line, and he's I got this, and you boom, I got the Hammond jersey. The number 25 jersey.
I think I have more jerseys than him, but he has that Manu retirement jersey.
That one's hard to beat. Yeah. You remember the time when the Spurs had the metallic silver jerseys? My God, those were atrocious.
Yeah. My favorite alternatives out of all the ones that we've had in like the past few seasons is the black. It's like the alternative jersey that they like the gray one that we currently have, the Spurs currently have. But it was black, silver outlines on the numbers, and black numbers. And I thought, that is my favorite jersey. It's one of my favorites. That's the Tim Duncan one I have hung up, too. That was my favorite alternative of all time until the Fiesta jersey show up.
Do you think they're going to come?
All the signs point to it. Look at all this Fiesta heritage they're doing lately. Look at all that clothing line that we had to post about earlier this week. I think all the signs are pointing to that they're going to be doing it. I'm excited. Fiesta colors have been in their palette on social media and their marketing. It's like they're just teasing us for the Fiesta jersey. They'll probably let us down in the end, but still. I think the jersey is coming.
I'm kind of with you there. I've never seen a marketing campaign ahead of the season with just those old 1990 retro colors that they had on the court. And in all their marketing back then, and the last time I saw that was back in the 90s when I was, watching the Spurs and at the Alamo Dome. You fast forward to this offseason / preseason, I've seen a spike, and it's been like a kind of a progression. I think it was a couple of seasons ago, the Spurs trotted out Fiesta-themed sneakers for the playoffs, and that was like the big thing. And then the next season, which was like last season, I believe, they came out with a Fiesta-themed T-shirt giveaway. Okay, and then you fast forward to this season, and of course, you got the gear that just recently came out. It's not jerseys, but it's more like tanks and t-shirts. Oh, yeah. And then you look at their images, it splashes all those colors. And if you notice, low key, some of the players in their off time have been wearing the retro colors too. So, exactly. They're setting this up for something?
I'm going to call you out first. You said that you've been thinking about this. Nah, you haven't. Oh, you've only been noticing. You now change your mind after I point out all this stuff. I'm calling you out on that one.
Oh, yeah, you just called me out then. Thanks a lot there, Doug.
Sorry. No, but yes, I do. I think it's going. I think it's going. I'm messing with you at this point. But if I put the money on it, I think this is the highest chance of getting it. Am I still 100% confident? Not really. Just knowing how the Spurs team could be. Knowing camo is a very popular color choice in this market.
Yeah, I noticed that you did not bring up one time you have a camo jersey in your wardrobe.
Oh, I have no camo jersey. I'm not even touching those.
Yeah, they look like just pixels everywhere. That's what they look like to me. But hey, you know, I get it. The whole military city, I get that. And USAA and their affiliation with the team. We'll see. We'll see. It's a long season, and there's definitely a lot of theme nights, and there is a retro night. So hopefully the Spurs will shock everybody, at least in San Antonio and all the Spurs fans across the world, with a nice jersey with a splash of those 1990 colors. Ty, I mentioned it a lot, so now it's time for you to talk about what is going on with At the Line podcast.
Well, we haven't been on in a few weeks, but we're going to be coming back this upcoming Monday to recap the preseason as a whole and then preview this upcoming season after what we've all seen and get ready to go into full gear for this regular season. We are excited. Then we also have the mailbox coming out today because I've been taking all your questions for the past week or so. And I am ready to get this mailbox out. If you do want to submit your question to the mailbox, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter at Ty Jaeger Radio. That's Ty Jaeger Radio. And for more At the Line, you can hit us up there on Twitter as well, At the Line Pod. That's At the Line Pod on Twitter.
And that mailbag that Ty is talking about will be on the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio, Fox29SanAntonio.com. Everything from Ty's mailbag to this show and countless other articles from how do the Spurs do with the annual NBA GM survey to, hey, what did Jakob Poeltl have to say about the state of the Spurs ahead of the regular season start? It's all there at the Spurs Zone. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and subscribe to Locked On Spurs and any platform, whether that be Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. It's all there, and it's my show as well as other Locked On NBA shows. And also, too, I don't know if you heard this, but if not, then check this out. The Locked On NBA Network recently, I think yesterday, they announced a new show hosted by former NBA exec with the Memphis Grizzlies, John Hollinger, as well as Nate Duncan. They joined on the Locked On NBA Network, and they're going to be hosting a new show to start the new season, which begins in just a few short days. I can't wait, Ty. How about you?
I can't wait. We've been waiting since. I've been especially waiting since DeJounte said, "Yeah, I'm cleared and ready to go. I'm ready for game number one. DeJounte back." That's all I'm looking forward to.
I remember that day. It just popped up on his social media that he got 100% clearance. So it's showtime. So again, thanks for listening to this episode of Locked On Spurs. So for Ty Yeager, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.